Well, we've been mentioning we're going to have a special guest here at noon, a breaking news story and a special news report. Wanted the opportunity to get to visit with the governor of the state of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and talk with her about a reported prison in Franklin County. But first, Governor, before we get to that, I just want to again tell you thank you for taking time to visit with us about this. I know it's a hot topic. You know it's a hot topic, but we appreciate you taking time to visit with us about this today.
Absolutely. It's great to be with you and so thankful for your willingness to put me on the air and let us talk about some of the really big and important things that are happening around the state, but especially right there in your area.
Well, if we could, let's just start, Governor, with what's transpired. I mean, we've heard rumor that there's a prison to be built in Franklin County here in Arkansas. Tell us what you can tell us about what is official and what's going on.
Yes, sir. As you know, and as we've made no secret, public safety has been one of the top priorities. It's something I talked about significantly on the campaign and certainly one of the things that we've worked hard on over the course of the last 2 years since being elected. And one of the biggest challenges that our state faces is that we have a prison bed shortage. We have too many people that need to be locked up and can't be because we don't have a place to put them. And so we made a commitment, worked closely with the members of the legislature to secure the funding needed so that for the first time since my dad was governor, Arkansas could invest in our public safety by way of building a new prison. And that is something that we've worked diligently over the last year. We now have a location and have purchased a property there in Franklin County after a months-long search, so that we can make sure that we are doing everything possible to protect the people in our state and get violent repeat offenders off of our streets, out of our communities, and in prison where they belong.
So, Governor, it's our understanding that's located in the Vesta community. A lot of us know that, if I'm correct, as what used to be a Toby Breeden Ranch there off Highway 215, about a little over 830 acres. Is that the location?
It is. It's a little over 800 acres. One of the most secluded locations that we could find, but while still not being right in the center of any community, but being close enough that it has the workforce that will be needed, this location will provide thousands and create thousands of jobs in that area, and the facility will permanently employ nearly 800 people, and so a huge investment. An economic investment, probably the single largest economic investment in the history of Franklin County. And so hundreds of millions of dollars will go into this property and into this project right there in Franklin County in the Charleston area.
So we've heard reports of a 3,000-bed facility. Is that accurate?
That is the rough estimate. It will be around, yes, 3,000-bed facility. We have had the ability over the course of the last year through existing space to open up about 1,100 beds, but Arkansas is still significantly short of the demand. Our county jails are absolutely overloaded and do not have the ability to arrest and retain people that have committed crimes. This will alleviate a lot of that pressure and alleviate a lot of the concerns of our local law enforcement as well. And so a big, big deal for our state, and one of the most important things that we can do in order to keep Arkansans safe.
So, Governor, help me understand some of this, because to me it's all new. So with this facility, is the land purchased by the state and then the facility owned by the state? Is that how that will work?
Yes, sir. This is this will be a state-owned and operated facility, a state prison and part of the Department of Corrections system here in the state of Arkansas.
So now let me play devil's advocate just a little bit and help us, because obviously, as you well know, when you're talking a prison in a community, that it's not all great. I mean, folks are obviously concerned. So do you care to address some of those concerns? I mean, I'm sure you've heard them. So put the minds of those in that area kind of at ease as far as a prison in their area.
You know, I think one of the most important facts to keep in mind when looking at this is these people that we will be locking up in this prison can either be in this prison and in this facility where they are guarded, or they can be in your community. And that right now, that's our alternative. Right now, we don't have the space and we don't have the ability to arrest and lock them up. So instead of letting people free, we can put them in this facility and make sure that our state and our communities are infinitely safer. Not only that, but this will be a major economic investment in that area, providing, again, thousands of jobs during the construction, 800 long-term permanent jobs in that area that are recession-proof with an average salary of $46,000 and up. And so probably the single biggest economic investment in Franklin County that we've seen in our state's history. But it's also, and I think the most important piece, is we can either lock up the people that we don't want in our communities by building a new facility, or we can continue the failed system that we have had of catch and release. And to me, we know that's not working, and so we have to do something different. And this is one of the best things that we can do to make our communities, like the one in Charleston and the surrounding areas, much, much safer.
So, Governor, one of the things I hear already right off the bat is how come there was not any public information about this going out before the fact? The concern by a lot is how come it's after the fact we're hearing about this? And that, address that concern, if you would, too. How come there wasn't anything that went out ahead of time so that people knew what was going on with this in this specific area?
You know, this is going to be a long process. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight. This is the first step. We want to be great community partners. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to work closely with the local stakeholders every step of the way as we go through this. And so making sure that we're investing in the infrastructure needs, working with the local law enforcement, local elected officials, and we will continue that process and continue to be great partners throughout. This isn't, again, something that is going to be quick, but it is a much-needed investment in our state's public safety, and we're glad that we are able to take these steps into making Arkansas a much safer place for people to live, to work, and to raise their families.
So with that being said, you mentioned utilities. That was one of the questions I had as a chairman of the River South Water, where this will be housed at. So will there be some funding available through the state or federal to help pay for some of the project? I mean, obviously, there's pretty big infrastructure. You're talking 3,000 beds. So will there be money available to help with that project so the burden doesn't lie on the utilities, utility providers around the area?
Absolutely. You know, in part, this site was chosen because of some of the existing infrastructure that's already there. And what is needed, the state will be investing and picking up those additional infrastructure needs that will come from this size and scale of a project. And so, but a lot of the existing infrastructure needed for a location of this size were already there, and that was one of the reasons that this was such a great spot to be able to put this facility.
So one more question, Governor. I know this is, and some of these are hard questions, so thank you for being willing to address these, but it's, I think it's questions that bear answering. And so it kind of circles back again to knowing what was going on ahead of time. And so I have talked with some of the local officials that are telling us that they knew nothing about it, and they're like, well, how come we knew nothing about it? We're a little frustrated that we didn't know this was happening in our backyard, from senators to county judges. So was this just strictly a state deal, so were there not any local officials involved in it leading up to it?
Look, we've made no secret about the fact that public safety is one of the biggest priorities that we have, and that one of the biggest needs that we not only have heard from a lot of those individuals, but also the funding in order for us to do this has come from a great partnership with our legislature. And so for the last year and a half, we have been very public about the fact that we are going to build a new prison here in the state and looking for the right location. And as we've made additional steps and made progress, we made notification outreach to those stakeholders, and we're going to continue to work with them throughout this process. This is just the very first step in a long road ahead, and we want to be great partners with them, and we'll continue to work closely and alongside them as we take the next steps and ultimately are able to open this prison and continue focusing on our state's public safety.
Gotcha, but I guess not to harp on, but so were our local officials involved? I guess, did they know we were moving this into Vesta? That's kind of where a lot of A lot of questions we've had called in to us have been that. So did our local officials know this was going on and not tell us, or did they not know anything about it? Specifically, county and our county representatives, our state representatives, that kind of thing. Were they involved with the choice of the location?
No, this is a state-funded, state decision, but certainly we've, again, made notifications to several of those individuals, and we'll continue to work closely with them as we take the next steps in getting this facility up and running.
Gotcha. Hey, and one more thing. I know this is not a short project, like you said. I mean, do you know how long they're thinking before this would be in operation? Do they have an estimate of that at this point?
I mean, ideally, you know, we would have liked it several years ago. So as soon as we can get this moving, we will. But to build a facility of this size will take some time. Certainly, I would like to see us break ground as quickly as possible. But something of this magnitude will probably take a couple years before we're fully operational.
Early planning stages yet? Do they have an estimate dollar amount of what they think it's going to cost to build out that type of facility?
You know, because of the cost of supplies, materials, and those ongoing things, it's a little bit fluid. But we've had estimates probably, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and that will be in one-time construction spending right there in that area, leaning heavily on local support and local workers to get that project completed. So it will be a massive investment of hundreds of millions of dollars there in Franklin County.
Very good. Well, Governor, I know you've got a lot you're doing, so I sincerely appreciate you taking time to visit with us here on True Country today and make this announcement. It's official. We're going to be a prison constructed there in Veston, north of Charleston, and that's the big news for today. And, ma'am, again, thank you for your time and for updating us on that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. As you know, one of the biggest responsibilities that we have in government is to focus on public safety. And we're glad and thankful that we are taking a huge step forward in doing exactly that and delivering safer communities around the state by being able to end the failed policy of catch and release, and that's exactly what this new facility will allow us to do. So thank you for giving me time to talk about it and the progress that we're making in this space.